Toronto, the Toronto Zoo is mourning the loss of one of its most treasured animals, Charles, the 52-year-old Western Lowland Silverback Gorilla. Charles died on Tuesday afternoon of natural causes after experiencing significant health issues, zoo officials said in a press release published Wednesday. Earlier this week, the zoo said Charles was suffering significant heart issues and was receiving treatment. He was moved into a separate area of the gorilla enclosure, away from public view. A legacy member of the Toronto Zoo, Charles has been a fixture of the park since its opening day in 1974. On any given day, admirers of Charles and his troop could be seen lined up outside the gorilla enclosure to watch them eat, play, and interact. To many, Charles was synonymous with the Toronto Zoo, and his death has brought heartbreak to his many fans. He will be dearly missed, and his memory will continue to inspire those who knew him to continue the fight against the extinction of this incredible, critically endangered species, wrote the Toronto Zoo. At 52, Charles was considerably older than most males of his species who, according to the zoo, often live between 30 and 40 years in the wild. Staff said they first noticed Charles may be sick last week when he was not his usual self. He was quiet, had a reduced appetite, was slower than usual to get around and breathing a little quicker and harder, Charles's care team described. The wildlife health team made a presumptive diagnosis of heart failure, and in consultation with experts on the Great Ape Heart Project, started him on cardiac medication. Charles's condition seemed to improve over the weekend, though he deteriorated suddenly and quickly, on Tuesday afternoon, the zoo said. The Toronto Zoo's CEO Dolph De Jong praised the gorilla care team for keeping Charles comfortable in his final moments. Charles was more than an icon, he was a member of our zoo family and a powerful ambassador for his species, and our flags will fly at half-mast to commemorate his life, said De Jong. A full post-mortem examination is underway, but officials have already identified changes to the gorilla's heart. The Toronto Zoo shared a tribute post to Charles on social media announcing his death on Wednesday morning. In the comments, zoo-goers expressed their sympathy and shared memories of visiting Charles. I hope you guys organize something for staff and past keepers as a little memorial service for Charles. He was the zoo, wrote one commenter. 50 years of connecting with staff and educating the world. So sad for the staff today and the public who lost this icon. Another fan said Charles has given me, and millions, joy over the years. You have left a legacy for many. Thank you for your smiles you have given me over the years. Your legacy will live on in your children, they praised. Charles, a silverback gorilla, was impressive in both his age and his stature, weighing nearly 430 pounds. He came to the zoo as a young orphan from Gabon in Africa. At the zoo, he grew to become a father of 11 surviving children, and then a grandfather of 6. Charles's youngest grandchild, born in 2018, was named Charlie, in his honor. His long life at the zoo allowed us the unique opportunity to witness his extraordinary journey from a playful juvenile to a protective and wise leader, as he took on the role of silverback guiding his troop with grace and authority, the Toronto Zoo said. His days were filled with moments of joy, quiet reflection, and family bonds. A testament to the complex social lives gorillas share, the company continued. His steady and strong presence will be deeply missed by the entire zoo community. The Toronto Zoo has established a memorial fund for Charles, to support endangered species conservation projects in the wild.